I'm ready.
Well, good afternoon, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. With that, we have actually two starting items at 1:30, and I'm going to choose to take the action item first. So it's to consider a resolution to approve changes in the job title and salary grade of one position and to approve changes to the salary grade of one position under the BOCC.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners. This resolution is all because Monica is leaving. Boo, everybody in the gallery, boo.
She didn't ask for permission either.
I know. But we need to take her position and streamline it into a senior administrative specialist for the BOCC. We need to be consistent across the county. Monica has been with the county for a really long time, so once someone leaves, it is our responsibility to readjust and be able to streamline these positions as needed. So we are simply requesting for Monica's PCN to be moved from the commissioner's admin supervisor to a senior administrative specialist at a grade 13, and then we will go to market to fill that role.
Okay.
One more request. So currently this position sits at a grade 12. After review of all of the responsibilities and the duties that are required, comparing it to our competitors, also making sure that we were aligning with our market, this position, giving everything that it has to do because it sits under the BOCC and all of the added responsibilities, really should be a grade 13. So we are asking for one position to accept and approve a new title change from Commissioner Admin Supervisor at a grade 15 down to the Senior Administrative Specialist at a grade 13. In addition, we're also asking for the current Senior Admin Specialist that is at a grade 12 to be moved up to a grade 13.
Okay, Chief.
And Mr. Chair, just one more thing too, is that these positions really are deputized clerks. So they're a specialized position that do the duties for the clerk, for the board. And furthermore, there is a brand new job description that we'll need to adopt as well through this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I know it's been put on the calendar and whatnot for review. Mm-hmm. So there is that.
Okay. Discussion or questions?
Mr. Chairman, I've read through the information. I'm in support.
I'm also in support.
I highly am as in support. So if there isn't any other discussion, I'd entertain a motion.
Chairman, before we do that, it would be right to thank Monica Reeves for 36 years of dedicated service to Canyon County. And so she has contributed. Yep. Her professionalism and what she's done for the county throughout the years. It's at times, we don't know how she survived, honestly, but she has, and she's done it really well, and we are going to miss her. You can't replace that kind of institutional knowledge or her sense of humor or all the other things that she brings that are really invaluable to this office. So we wish her the best. She said it the best. She said, I came in as a teenager, and I'm now leaving as a grandmother. That's quite a history. So anyway, I am in favor. It is with sadness and reluctance, though I've tried to convince her that she might really like this, but she has a little grandbaby that is going to be benefiting from all those great qualities that she has. So with that, I move that the county approves the job title and salary grade change from one commissioner's admin supervisor at a salary grade 15 to one senior administrative specialist salary grade 13 and one administrative specialist salary grade 12 to one senior administrative specialist salary grade 13 as presented by the director, and thank you for all of that.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you. And don't think you're getting off that easy. All right. All right. So we'll go back to the agenda item then to discuss HR changes on the county compensation program and proposed performance management review process.
Chairman, may I ask a question first? We're not adopting the job description right now, or we are?
Actually, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, if you wouldn't mind, make a motion to adopt and approve that, that'd be great.
Chairman, I move that the board adopts the senior administrative specialist position for the Board of County Commissioners, a pay range of 13, as presented by Director Danner.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Good. Yeah, that was important to bring that detail out. All righty. Hand it over to you.
I wanted to talk with you about, I have done a compensation review on the current grades that we are using for FY25. In looking at how they were positioned, this was done before I came on board with the county. And my predecessor didn't leave any detailed documented notes to the whys, the hows, or anything of how those were established. So I didn't really want to recreate the wheel, but what I have found in my research and in being able to do things is that the current grade that has 12 steps within the grade, it needs to be spread out a little bit. So because each level in the current grade had over a 2.75 increase in between each step. So as you look at what's on your screen, if it was a 1 to a 2, it was a 2.75 increase between a 1 and a 2. So to be able to elongate that out but keep the grades the exact same as they are for fiscal year 25, and also make it more doable to really give our employees and our directors a true direction on how people can move up through the grade. That seems to be one of our biggest questions. Our employees are really struggling with, hey, how can I move up? So I elongated the grades and I put 16 steps in each grade, which reduces the amount between each step to right around 2.25% in between each level in the grade. This is more doable for people that are long-term in the county that need to stay in the same grade if there isn't a way to promote out of that grade into the next up-level position. And I also think that when we, using this level of a grade and moving into my discussion on performance review and merit-based increases, that it gives us some wiggle room and to be able to use those merit crease performance to get people and help them move up through the grade. So I really would like to elongate from a 12 step to a 16 step within a grade.
Chairman, I have a question.
Sure.
So in all of the great work that you've done, Marty, what's in the comparisons that we make on salary discussions, how does that compare, that step of 2.25% from one level within that grade? What's our comparison? Are we on par?
Well, I mean, we are on par. Our biggest neighboring county doesn't do this.
Okay.
They have grades for their positions, but they don't really use levels within the grade. They have been on performance-based merit increases for these five past years. So their board of directors focuses on that a little bit. They put a percentage of money during budget. They put a percentage of money into that bucket for merit-based increases. And they don't really have a step level of which they move their people up through the grade. I think that because we haven't really had a defined compensation program, that we need to start here. And we have about the same percentage differences in our grade that our neighboring counties do, but we're just going to have a different way of helping our people understand how to move up through the grade until we get to where we feel like we're more evolved and more educated, if we can even move away from steps within a grade. That really isn't my goal. I think that steps through a grade help people see where they are. If they're, instead of just giving them a minimum, a medium, and then a maximum, this sort of helps them understand if they are at 25% of the grade or 35% of the grade. And it will also help their supervisors really recognize where they need to improve or what they are being a rock star at that can help them move up through the grade.
So, Chairman, this is kind of a multi-phase step then is what I'm hearing you say, because we've really never had a true merit-based rubric for people to look at. And so we need some help maybe on the supervisor side and looking at how to coach that up, and then on the employee side on where they're going and setting goals. And people would potentially or should cap out if they don't add to their they don't move to a different position with greater responsibilities, or if they don't add to their educational base or certifications or something. Is that kind of what you're thinking on the next step for that?
They could top out. I mean, people can top out at the top of their grade. I don't necessarily know if we want that to happen, but it's always a possibility, no matter what sort of compensation program that you have, that people can top out to the top of their grade. I think that what we're looking for here is this does align with the performance review program, of which we're hoping to put into effect for this year. So it is my goal, right, and I am working on it currently, that we will have performance reviews for all departments, excluding the sheriff's office, for it'll be ready to go in September of this year, and we will do it through our ADP system, and it'll be, the competencies will be different for each department. We will work with them to make sure that the specific competencies can be measured. Then we will go through performance review process, of which will include significant amount of training for the supervisors and directors who will be responsible for doing those performance reviews. And I'm hoping that those will be done from, we'll give them a big timeline. My hope is to give them from October through the middle of December to get their performance reviews done for all of their department. Then they would submit those back into human resources, of which me in particularly and my team, but given this is a whole new program for this year, I really would want to look at probably every single performance review just to ensure that the training given to the supervisors and directors was done correctly and things were evaluated fairly and consistently across the board. And then we would be able to work with a percentage. We're hoping that with this specific program, we would use anywhere between 1.5 and 2.5% to be able to award merit increases to the people within the department, of which then will help them move up through the grade. I think that COLA, our cost of living increases, those actually move the grade. So when we implement a COLA, those move the grades. But merit, and so people still never move up through the grade when all they're getting is a COLA. They just stay at that same level. And so this will help them understand, okay, this is going to help me get from a step 3 to a 4 if I really kill it on my performance this whole year and I am awarded with my performance review during that process. And so the end goal really is hopefully that performance reviews will be done by the middle of December, upon all reviewed by HR by the 1st of February, middle of February, and then we would speak with directors and elected officials on that amount of money that would be distributed out, and those performance review merit increases would go into effect on April 1st. And so they would always be a 12-month rolling, so April 1st to March 31st, annual reviews would happen every year at that time.
Okay, thank you. That's a lot of information.
Chief.
All right, Mr. Chair, this is like the fourth time we've changed compensation since I've been here since 2016. This is the first time we actually have a compensation program we need to articulate. We need to actually figure out exactly how we go through the grades. The first point of, clarification we've talked through, Director Denner and myself, is we need to get away from the rubric of, see, there's 16 levels. Those do not equate to years in position. They don't equate to years of experience. There's 16 levels. So there is a chance if there's a merit program and someone gets 2%, they could stay in the same level within the grade. So we need to kind of change that whole thought pattern, because we've used years and positions and steps as one and the same. So that's kind of a shift. And I also like the fact that we're splitting potentially merit and COLA. So COLA moves the whole grade, the whole county is, applies for the COLA. That would be a 10-1 fiscal impact. And then going through the process of going through merit, then 4-1. Would be the second step. So theoretically, if the county can afford a COLA, that'd be on 10-1, 6 months later. If merit applies, it's applied then. So we're kind of keep more on top of it than just this knee-jerk reaction of these increases, either once every 5 to 6 years or once every 2 or 3 years.
I also think it really helps with It helps with retention, morale, all of those things, that engagement, which are really important to us and should be important to every single department. But when there's a possibility and a chance of actually maybe getting 2 increases per year for your team, it is helpful in the way that you can communicate with them and you're really able to define and discuss with them what it will take.
I got one more point then.
Okay.
And by leaving the grades the same, because Marty's done a lot of work on this, all the positions, all the work we've gone through the last 2.5 years of grading positions, that work is not lost. So all the positions that have been graded appropriately will stay within the grade they've been assigned, and it just splits it more of a 16 level. So it's not a big like overhaul or change of all the grading. So a lot's been done. There might be a few left, but it's always a work in progress.
Well, I have found some in the compensation budget review that definitely needed addressed. There have been already some resolutions come forward to you about that. There will be a few more coming forward to you, just things that were, I don't believe there wasn't any malice. It was just a miss.
I know you've put a lot of work into this, Chairman. Thank you for your efforts. You've done a great job since you were hired, and you don't say no to tackling something new. So thank you.
So do we need a motion? What do we want to do?
Mr. This is just more of
More information.
It's information to see what the board wants to do, if they're good by taking the 12 steps or levels into 16.
I'd looked at the material earlier just by myself, and I really agree with going to the 16 instead of staying at the 12.
Okay. Agreed.
Agreed. So go forth and do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You want to go through the compensation, how you're going to approach that as far as the merit program, using ADP and...
It'll be a lift. We are in the middle of implementing performance review within ADP. It's a little bit of a lift, and since we're going to go away from ADP at the end of this year, it will be a little bit more of a lift. But I think it will still be possible. So we are in the middle of implementing the performance review module within ADP, setting it up correctly, working with the directors to make sure their competencies and their elected officials, and making sure their competencies are correctly inputted into the system. And then I haven't done it yet. I'm in the middle of creating the training for the supervisors and the directors who will and what will be responsible for administering the performance reviews. So there's a very clear direction. Sometimes when performance reviews happen, it just becomes the whole process of exceeds expectation, simply because it's a very difficult conversation to have with your employees, or you're rushed for time, or there'll be a big training push to be able to administer the performance reviews as intended, recognizing there is an end result attached to the performance reviews. So that will happen through ADP for this year, and then implementing Dayforce, it will be used through our HRIS system. It's really important to keep these digital and no paper to make sure that when they're marked complete, HR gets notification that performance reviews are complete, we can go in and start reviewing, asking questions, making sure that they're all done correctly, making sure that they are confident in how they have graded their people. The one thing I am working on still, and there'll probably be further discussion, is how to grade those. Are we fives? Are we exceeds expectation? That is down the road a little bit as we work to just to get the competencies inside the system to make sure that we are consistent in our performance reviews, although grading competencies individually, per department, not per role. Can't be per role. That's too much. It's per department.
So, Mr. Chair, the next steps is really where the board comes in to adopt is there's going to be a documentation written by Director Danner about explaining the whole compensation program, so all the EOs and DAs know exactly how this works. and it's more of a procedure and a policy handbook, how to explain this with employees. So that'll come before the board once this program is fully articulated and defined.
I didn't have it ready today because I wanted to make sure we were okay with the 16 step or it would have changed.
Sure. All right. Sounds good. We in concurrence?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Let's do it.
Okay, with that, Mr. Chair, we need an executive session. Since we have HR here, I have a few items I need to present with the HR to the board, if you don't mind.
Okay. All right.
All
right.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection B, personnel, and D, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
Ingrid.
You need me here?
Yes.
Not really. We can get in trouble by ourselves, but it'd be better to have legal counsel. Thanks.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded for executive session. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Chair Holton says yes, so motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session.